The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, while most of us have been brought up to believe that more and more exercise is the key to seeing the quickest and sustainable results, researchers from the University of Galway have made a breakthrough that proves the opposite. A study observing the body's reaction to exercise found that short bursts of intense exercise was overall more beneficial to see long-term results and for one's health. And Dr. Enda Murphy, Research Associate at Curram in the University of Galway, joins us now on the line. Good evening to you, Enda. Are you saying here to some extent that less is actually more?
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly what we're saying. So exercise is very beneficial, and we've known this for a long time. Regular physical activity reduces our risk of developing long-term disease. However, exactly how much exercise or what type of exercise is optimal is not fully understood, nor are the underlying mechanisms that over time lead to these benefits. So we can use the FIT principle, F-I-T-T, to understand this and the variation there is. We can look at the frequency, the intensity, the type, and the time of exercise, and we can adjust these four things to maximize benefits. In our research, we're specifically looking at the I, or the intensity of the exercise, and we had our participants either do 7 30-second sprints with 4.5 minutes of rest, and that's a form of interval exercise. People might have heard of high-intensity interval exercise. Mm-hmm. This is sprint interval exercise. Or we had them do 60 minutes of moderate intensity exercise. So the 30-second sprint session was about 40 minutes long, but it was 210 seconds of active exercise compared to 60 minutes of continuous exercise.
We then 210 seconds of intensity.
Yep, so it's a 30-second all-out sprint with 4.5 minutes off.
Okay.
So very much an all-out effort compared to 60 minutes of moderate intensity. So during the sprint, we wouldn't expect people to be able to speak. It's that level of intensity. Whereas the moderate intensity, they'd easily be able to hold a conversation. That's a good way to kind of think of the difference between the two. And then we then had people, so we had our participants come back to the lab 24 hours later, and we performed a number of tests on them. So our main finding was that the sprint interval exercise improved the action of insulin to a greater extent than the moderate intensity exercise. So to quote an analogy from my mentor here in the University of Galway, Professor Francis Finucane, insulin is the hormone, and we can think of it as the key that opens up the door on the cells of our body that lets nutrients, mainly glucose, in. So if that key gets stiff, or if that lock gets stiff, that's a bad thing. So having improved insulin action is a good thing. So you can think of exercise as the WD-40 for the lock that is unlocked by insulin.
Okay.
If we think of improving our insulin sensitivity as a good thing, the opposite of having insulin resistance is a bad thing.
Okay.
And that tends to put people at increased risk of developing complications from having too much glucose in your blood, such as type 2 diabetes.
Okay. But loads of people listening to this, myself included, take exercise. I walk pretty regularly, but I also go to the gym. So I'm someone who clearly kind of wants to be fit, whatever. But what I'm hearing is 60 minutes of moderate exercise is not as good as 210 seconds of high intensity, which is, am I right in thinking that's 3.5 minutes? I mean, obviously you're pushing yourself to your utter limit in each little block of that 3.5 minutes, but overall, that's what we should be aiming for.
I suppose at the end of the day, the best exercise is the one that you'll do. And variation is the spice of life, and it's the same for exercise. So having a varied composition of what type of physical activity you do, in general, is the recommendation. In this study, in this context, we're just looking at one bout of exercise and its effect on someone 24 hours later. And yeah, that's what our results show. So if someone is looking to improve their insulin sensitivity and they're time poor, here certainly is an option for them to gain health-enhancing improvements from what is relatively short exercise compared to longer duration exercise.
So someone like me who's been avoiding the HIIT class in my gym like the plague, I that's where I actually should be.
Well, I would certainly say it's something to look into. You know, I think anyone that hasn't tried interval exercise and tries it for the first time might find it daunting from the outset. But the research would show that it actually has slightly higher adherence levels than people who do moderate, low-intensity exercise over a longer period of time. It's certainly a different form of exercise. It's not necessarily for the faint-hearted. I wouldn't recommend someone to just jump in and do 7 30-second all-out sprints having never done it before. You know, slowly try it. And an exercise bike is a great mode because it tends to be a lot safer than trying to do sprints on a treadmill or out on a track or something like that.
Okay. I was very interested in what you said, that how we measure exercise frequency, intensity, type and time. Remind people of how frequently and how much time we also should be spending doing some kind of exercise per week.
So it's 150 minutes a week. That's the recommendation to maintain health. If someone's looking to gain health or improve their health, it's more. How much more? There's a lot of variation on it. So there's individual variation of how much more exercise someone needs to do, because there's variation on how much health someone needs to gain. In the context of, you know, healthy individuals, that's 150 minutes. But if someone has, you know, any kind of ailment and requires greater amounts of physical activity, then I would always say talk to a clinician first. Okay. If you're looking to use exercise to increase health, it's definitely something to talk to a clinician first. And but there's no doubt about it. Any exercise is better than no exercise.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say to you. Like, there is absolutely, the jury is not out on the fact that exercise is really closely correlated to good health, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We know it's fitness, metabolic fitness. If we brought someone into the lab to test their fitness, it's the gold standard we have for all-cause mortality. So the higher someone's fitness is, the less likely they are to die from everything. Unfortunately, it's difficult to do in the context of exercise science in a lab, but that principle applies to the general population. That if people can improve their fitness, they'll reduce their risk of developing chronic disease. Once someone has developed a chronic disease, it's also very beneficial. Like, there's numerous studies that can show people who have chronic disease will gain health or reduce their risk from the complications of that disease by being more physically active.
Okay. Am I right, Enda, as well as seeing, and it struck me as a very unusual statistic, but I have no reason to doubt it, in something I saw recently, that leg strength is actually really closely associated with longevity.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Leg strength, it kind of makes sense to a certain extent, that risk, like the risk of mortality as we get older tends to be a lot to do with frailty in terms of the risk of falling. And having greater leg strength in terms of muscle mass reduces your risk of falling and increases your ability to be physically active. What's even more interesting than leg strength is actually grip strength. So grip strength is as strongly correlated with mortality, nearly as strongly statistically, as VO2 max, so as fitness. And that's a really interesting one that people don't really think about. It's actually a really easy test to do. It's a lot easier than leg strength. So having a strong grip is as good of a sign as being fit.
All right, you've motivated me. Back to the gym with me and all of us. Thank you very much for joining us, Enda. That is
problem at all.
Dr. Enda Murphy, their research associate at Curum in the University of Galway.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.